Ebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature, or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter, nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, CFP, and AEP on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. You can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org. Today is October 5th, 2016. The markets were up today, the Dow closing at 18,281, the NASDAQ at 5,316, and the S&P at 2,159. We are discussing Roth IRAs tonight. Not just Roth IRAs, but converted Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks. Give you a little bit of information on those. Let's talk about the differences. There are differences. What are those? Who can contribute to them? How do you do so? So we're going to talk about Roths tonight. We can take your calls as well, but as Jeff mentioned, it is the start of our pledge drive. So if folks are calling in, the phone number is 610-758-8810. You can ask to speak to Lori Catanzaro, and she will, our volunteers will make sure she gets the phone, and she can write the question down and bring that into the studio. So we're not taking live calls tonight, but I can still answer questions. So if you have a question, you've been waiting to talk about Roths. I know Rod was going to be here last week and something came up. So we ran a pre-recorded show. So I thought I would cover Roth IRAs tonight, since that's what we were expected to do last week. So if you had waited with your question, tonight would be the time to call and just give your question to Lori. She'll write it down and bring it into the studio, and I'll answer that question if I can. You can also call into that same number, 610-758-8810, to make a pledge as well. So Seamus will be joining me in a little while to talk about that. In the meantime, I also want to mention that we do discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments. And while I typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic, and I will do my best to answer them. The number again, 610-758-8810, and email is always available at yourfinancialchoices.com. So let's kind of set the table here for Roth IRAs. It's surprising to me that there are still so many people who don't know what they are or don't understand what they are. So I thought, why don't we talk a little bit about them? Because when they first came out, there were certain rules that applied, and there has been an evolution in the world of Roth IRAs such that people who may not have ever thought they would qualify for them or may never ever be able to set one up or convert an IRA to a Roth, the rules have changed, and I thought it might be worth talking about them again in case that's something that you thought was totally out of the realm of possibilities for you. So let's first talk about the different kinds of Roth accounts they are and what it is. So a Roth IRA, IRA stands for Individual Retirement Account, and individual retirement accounts, the regular IRAs, go back to, gosh, I didn't do my history on this, but I know they were around when I was first starting to prepare tax returns, which was back in the 80s, the early 80s. Individual retirement account. There was a tax benefit kind of account to help people save for retirement who might otherwise not have retirement resources available to them. So quite often when we work, we pay into the Social Security system. Social Security will pay us a benefit when we retire. And that was always just supposed to be a kind of a supplemental system. It wasn't supposed to be everything to help you through your retirement. The idea was always that you're supposed to save money beyond that in savings accounts, investment accounts, maybe an employer opened up a 401k or you had a pension. Well, we've seen pensions go by the wayside. Some companies still have them, but we're seeing them go by the wayside more and more. We have some employers who will establish employer plans, employer retirement plans for their employees called 401ks. 401k is the Internal Revenue Code section. Nonprofits, educational institutions, hospitals sometimes will have something called a 403b. Again, Internal Revenue Code section. They're very similar, the 401k, 403b, where the employer really administers a retirement vehicle for you to save. They give you this platform. So the employer will say, hey, a particular investment company or custodian, we want to set up a retirement account for our employees. What kind of investment options might they have? We can do it through payroll deduction. And you'll have open enrollments. You can sign up, put money into your retirement accounts through payroll deduction. Makes it very easy. Set it and forget it. So that's kind of the traditional ways of saving. So we had Social Security, we had pension plans going by the wayside, which then caused the resurgence in 401k plans, 403b plans. And not all employers have to offer a retirement plan to their employees. So we still needed some other means to help people who didn't have access to pensions or 401ks, some other means for them to save for their retirement. So we have the individual retirement account. The idea with the IRA back in the day was you set aside money in this retirement account and we don't have to pay tax today on that money that we set aside. It's an incentive. Oh, if I put $10,000 into my 401k, I don't pay tax on that. It's like putting the whole $10,000 into the retirement account. You're not having to do it on an after-tax basis. It's pre-tax dollars. So you're getting a big, a big punch for your money or something. Then that grows, and the hope is that in your working years, you put that money in when you're in a higher tax bracket, and then in your retirement years, you're in a low tax bracket, and you take that money out. So that was the idea. That's a good incentive. Give me a tax break today, and then I'll take the money out when I'm in a low tax bracket, and pay taxes then. That's the idea. Individual retirement accounts. What has happened with some people throughout the years is we have some people who retire and they have Social Security, they have pensions, and they have 401ks. And guess what happens? When they retire, they're in a higher tax bracket, sometimes in retirement, than they were while they were working. Or people are working and maybe in a very low tax bracket and still want to save for retirement, but now understanding they don't need the tax bracket today, but in their later years, let's say I'm 25 and I'm in a very low tax bracket today, it's not such a great deal for me to have this tax deferral mechanism. I know that I'm going to be working and making a lot more money later, and then I'm going to be in a higher tax bracket in the future. Well, I'm in a low tax bracket today. So I don't remember if it was a senator or a congressman who came up with this Roth concept. The Roth concept is similar to an IRA, except we don't use pre-tax dollars. We use after-tax dollars. And traditionally, this was not through retirement plans with your employer at all. It was you as an individual would go set this up. It wasn't through an employer. And the idea with the Roth then, with using after-tax dollars, is I'm not getting a tax benefit today. I'm putting the money away with after-tax dollars. I've already paid taxes on this money. Maybe I have an extra $5,000 in my cash flow, and I worked and made, $20,000, and I want to set aside $5,000 in a retirement account. I could put that $5,000 into a Roth IRA. I don't get a deduction for it. But when I eventually take it out in a qualified distribution, I won't pay any income tax on the earnings. So that's kind of the concept of a Roth. What we're going to talk about as we go through the rest of the show is the dollar amounts that go into what I'll call the traditional Roth. And then we'll talk about other ways to build up a Roth type of account through conversions and 401ks. Right now, we're going to take our first break, and we're going to welcome Seamus McGrogan into the studio to talk about what's going on here at WDIY.
Hi, Lori. Thanks. This is day three of our pledge drive, and I wanted to pop in real quick and give a thank you to Anne Marie from Bethlehem. So thank you, Anne Marie. She says, thanks for bringing great program to the Lehigh Valley. And we try and we hope we do. We hope you value the programming here, especially shows like Lori, where you can learn things and things that can really help you out in your life and really help you to improve your financial situation. And I know Lori covers a great diversity of topics throughout the year and touches upon all sorts of things. So if you value that programming, now's the time that we're hoping that you'll support us during our fall pledge drive. Phone lines are open at 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. So you can call with your pledge of support. And then if you have a question for Lori, you can give that as well. And hopefully she'll do her best to give you some good advice there. And you could also go online to wdiy.org and make your pledge of support there as well. And it is the community support out there that really keeps WDIY going. And, you know, we're celebrating our 21st year here, and we've only gotten here thanks to everybody who came through year after year, pledge drive after pledge drive since 1995. And we're hoping folks will join that family, especially now because in December we increased our power. So we tripled our broadcasting signal on 88.1 FM back in December 2015. And, you know, it's made a big difference. Lots of folks are telling us that they're hearing us in new areas, that in the core places in the Lehigh Valley, that our signal is stronger and clearer. So we're very excited about this. This really is the most significant growth in the station's history. We haven't had an increase in the power like we had this past December. So this is a great time for us, and especially if you're hearing us in a new area. We love to hear from where you are. If you're hearing us, let us know, and we'd love to map out where we're reaching now. And if this is the first time you're tuning in, maybe you were surfing around the dial and you stumbled upon Lori here giving you some great advice. Well, we're going to go back to Lori's show in just a second, but we hope that you'll take the time out right now to call 610-758-8810 or go online to wdiy.org and make that contribution, which is tax deductible, by the way.
That's right. And next week, I'm going to talk about ways to make donations to nonprofits, charitable organizations. I'm going to tell you a number of ways to do that. I also want to throw something in. I just thought of this because I just get pulled in at WDIY. I have planned next week to do my little challenge that I do every week. Every pledge drive. I usually do a little challenge. So next week I have it planned. I'm going to talk about charitable giving, and I'm going to do a challenge of $250 if we get 1,000. If we get 1,000 tonight during this hour, I'll do $500 next week.
Wow.
Okay. So if we get 1,000 tonight and 1,000 next week, I'll do $500 next week. Okay. So folks, start calling now. This is going to help WDIY. And I typically write those checks, but next week it'll be $250. If I get 1,000 next week, but if I get 1,000 tonight and 1,000 next week, I'll write a check for $500.
So folks, tonight you can make a difference. You can make a difference because we're going to get that little extra generous gift from Lori here. If you come through right now and call 610-758-8810 or go online to wdiy.org. Help us wrap up this drive as soon as possible. Help us support the programs day in and day out throughout the whole year. And that's what we rely on you for, our listeners and our members. So if you're listening to Lori every week and you value what she does, now's the time you could say thank you with your gift at 610-758-8810 or online at wdiy.org.
Thanks a lot, Seamus. And thanks, listeners, too. This is why I do this. This is why WDIY is here. I do it because I love helping people and I love teaching. I'm a frustrated wannabe teacher, so I'm very, very fortunate in my occupation and with the firm that I work at, that they allow me to do this every week. And I've been doing it for 9 years, 7 years here at WDIY. And I find a lot of value in helping people, and I hope it makes a difference in all of your lives as well, especially about awareness. So talking about Roth IRAs tonight, a lot of folks, I've been surprised, have not been aware of that vehicle called the Roth IRA or how it has evolved. So in the last section of the show, I was talking about the concept of the IRS giving us a vehicle to save for our retirement if we didn't have some other means through our employers or through pensions. And if we're in a low tax bracket, we don't need this big tax break. So this Roth IRA was just really great. It's one of my favorite vehicles and for saving, in particular because there's some nuances of the Roth IRA that don't apply to regular retirement accounts. Normally, when we give contribute to our employer 401ks or to our traditional IRAs, that money, when we take it out, is all income taxable. But if we take it out too early, like pre-age 59 and a half, it's income taxable plus subject to a 10% penalty. The wonderful thing about the Roth IRA is I described what I'm going to call the traditional Roth IRA, where we can make a contribution each year based on our wages. There's certain limitations if you're involved in other plans or if you make too much money. But let's say, for our purposes right now, you qualify. You otherwise qualify for making the Roth contribution, and you can put in, you know, $5,500 in 2016. I don't know if that's gone up in 2017 or not yet, but $5,500 if you're under age 50, and an extra $1,000 if you're over age 50. What people don't realize with the Roth IRA, because it's after-tax dollars, I didn't get a tax deduction for it. The IRS would let you take back out the original contributions if you get in a pinch without any tax or penalties. It's just the earnings that would be subject to taxes or penalties if you take it out early or in a non-qualified distribution. So I'm going to try to kind of go over those rules, but the general idea with a Roth IRA, it's a great saving vehicle. It's using after-tax dollars, which you can then grow on a tax-free basis if you take it out with qualified distributions, but you can always take out the original contributions if you need to. Now, that's the regular Roth IRA. There's nuances to these Roths, and that's why it's important to understand what they are. The show is just about awareness. If you really want one or you have one and you're trying to tap it, you want to make sure you understand all the rules and how they apply to you. Everyone's situation is specific to them. So I encourage people to get the information as it applies to them. The reason I'm putting so many cautions is there are some other kinds of Roth IRAs that folks can do. One might be an IRA that they convert to a Roth IRA. So one way people can set up a Roth is to take what would have been the traditional IRA monies that they got a tax break on when they first set those up, and they say, hey, I'm in a low tax bracket now. I want to switch to this Roth. Well, the IRS will allow you, excuse me, to convert your IRA money to a Roth. On that conversion, though, you have to pay the taxes. You have to pay the income taxes. There are different rules for pulling that money. That money, those original contributions. So let's pretend I do a conversion on $10,000. The IRS isn't going to let me. Recall I said in an IRA, if I take it out early, I'm going to have income tax and a 10% penalty. Some people were getting really clever and saying, oh, well, then I'll take my IRA. I'll convert it to a Roth IRA. Lori said I could take out that original $10,000. Voila, I got my $10,000 with no 10% penalty. But it doesn't work that way on conversions. You have to hold it there 5 years before you can take out the original contributions. As far as the earnings, there's another rule. It's the longer of 5 years or age 59 and a half on the earnings in a Roth IRA. So you want to start that clock as soon as you can on an IRA. A conversion has a clock set every time you convert. So this gets very confusing. I'm going to try to pull back from this and get out of the weeds here and kind of try to go back to a broader description of this as we go through the show. We are up to our next break, but we did go a little longer on our last pitch. I do want to mention that if you have questions about Roth IRAs in particular, that is sometimes the best way to explain them is when someone has a question. You can still call in. Lori will write the question down and bring it into the studio. Just ask for Lori to put your question through. The phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. Questions can also be sent through yourfinancialchoices.com. All right. So let me talk a little bit about going back to kind of the general Roth IRA, the original Roth IRA, the basics of that. Very similar to the individual retirement account, except you cannot deduct contributions to the Roth IRA. You have to, in order to get the tax-free benefit of it, it has to be in a qualified distribution. That qualified distribution has to be the longer of 5 years or age 59 and a half. So, for example, if I decide at age 58 I am otherwise eligible to make contributions to a Roth, and I make my first contribution to the Roth at age 58, and then 2 years later I'm age 60, you might think, oh, I'm age 59 and a half, I can take it out without a penalty. Well, it's the longer of 5 years or age 59 and a half to get the earnings out. So again, you can always take out the original contributions, but the earnings are only tax-free and not subject to a penalty if it's the longer of 5 years or age 59 and a half. So that's what they mean by a qualified distribution on a Roth IRA. For the earnings, original contributions can always come out on the regular Roth IRA. You can make contributions to your Roth IRA even after you reach age 70 and a half as long as you have earnings. That's different than the regular IRA. So the Roth IRA, you can still make contributions if you're working to a Roth IRA after you reach age 70 and a half. A lot of people don't realize that you have older people who are retired. They're, you know, just working for the fun of it. Well, if you're in a low tax bracket, throw some of that money into a Roth IRA, and guess what? There's no required minimum distributions on those, and you can pass that on to your heirs. Maybe pass it on to that favorite grandchild. It's a great estate planning tool as well. We'll talk more about Roth IRAs as we go through the show. Right now, I'd like to welcome Seamus back to the studio.
Hi, Lori. It's great to be here. 610-758-8810. That is where you can ask a question for tonight's Your Financial Choices, but it's also where you can contribute right now during our fall pledge drive. And Lori has generously laid out a challenge that she will put on the table next week. But if we can raise $1,000 during tonight's program, Lori will increase the amount of the challenge next week from $250 to $500. So that is a double. That is a doubling of the challenge. See, I'm pretty good with finances,
yes,
Lori.
Yes, you are. You're very good. You've learned a lot.
So if you want to take advantage of that and you value the program that Lori does here on WDIY, why not call with your support right now? Make your voice heard for your financial choices and help us get to that doubling of the challenge next week at 610-758-8810, or go online to wdiy.org. You know, some people might say, like, well, the challenge is coming next week, so I just might sit this one out and I might wait. But it's those people that are going to say, no, I don't need the immediate gratification. I know that I'm doing my part now. I'm supporting the program. I'm supporting WDIY, and my support is going to benefit us next week down the line. Those are the people that we really need to come through right now. And those are the people we know that will support the station day in and day out, year in and year out. And that is who we need to rely on. That is the future of the station right there. So if any of you out there, if that sounds like you, call now at 610-758-8810 or go online to wdiy.org. Don't wait for the next person to do it. Don't put it off until next week. Do it now. The benefits will be coming to you, and you will reap those rewards with programming here on WDIY year in and year out.
And, you know, we said $1,000. That's not really that much to earn in an hour. If we have 10 listeners, do you think we have 10 listeners out there? $100 a pop. $100. That's $2 a week for your financial choices.
That's
$2
right.
A week.
Mm-hmm.
$100. 10 people. 610-758 8810.
And one great thing about $100 that you mentioned is our partnership with Second Harvest Food Bank of the Lehigh Valley and Wise Markets. And so just now during the fall pledge drive, for every $100 we raise, Wise Markets will donate to Second Harvest, and Second Harvest will be able to provide 21 meals. So $100 for WDIY will result in 21 meals that Second Harvest will be able to provide. And that is going on just now during the fall pledge drive. So we hope you'll take advantage of that. We hope you'll support Lori and your financial choices right now with your gift at 610-758-8810. We're going online to wdiy.org.
Thanks, Seamus. We'll talk more about that as we go through the show. I'm hoping that while I'm talking, folks can be calling or going online, because what is the other benefit we have here at WDIY? The shows are recorded, and you can go onto the website, wdiy.org, go under, I believe it's local programming, and look for shows that you're interested in particular topics. I know last week we ran a pre-recorded show on estate planning, and I had someone tell me that they benefited from listening to that program on estate planning. So it doesn't always have to be the live programming. Those podcasts work out pretty well in addition. So $100, 10 people, $2 a week, not a bad deal. Let's finish. Well, we're not going to finish because we're going to be talking about Roth IRAs for the rest of the hour. We did have someone call. We had Ellen from Easton. Ellen, thank you for calling. Your question was, if you sold real estate, that you have a small business, it's closed now, you're an artist, and you would like to invest your IRA into real estate to help with income, because it's income producing property. Can you do that? Ellen, here's the issue with real estate in an IRA. You have to be very, very, very careful. I have seen these blow up, and it has not been good. There are non-traditional assets that sometimes folks will try to use their IRA monies to purchase. You have to be careful about prohibitive transactions are those that the IRS says by some investment you're making with those retirement monies, that retirement money, that it could be serving you personally in some way. So it's very tricky to sometimes buy real estate and have it not be personal and hands off. You got to be really careful. The other way it blows up. So number one, it could end up being tainted somehow if it becomes a personal involvement, meaning you're in the real estate doing your artwork or someone that you're related to. The other issue is what I have seen happen with real estate is if the individual owner of the IRA says it's not going to be personal, it's hands off, I'm going to, you know, purchase a rental unit with this IRA money, it has to all go through the IRA custodian. Some custodians won't sign off on that, so you have to find a custodian who's willing to enter into that transaction. And then if they buy that real estate and it's supposed to be producing income, because you need that income to pay things like the real estate taxes or the mortgage interest or repairs or some kind of maintenance on the property, and all of a sudden you no longer have the rental income coming in, how do you pay for the continued maintenance of that? So where I've seen people get into trouble is they buy the real estate and then there's no cash to actually maintain the real estate, and it can end up in being a real pickle. So you have to tread very carefully on that, I would suggest. All right. So good question, Ellen, and thank you for that. And those, what you have to watch out for, is it's called prohibitive transactions. You might want to check on that and see if what you were thinking would work or not, and if it makes sense still. All right. Folks, if you have questions, phone number is 610-758-8810. You can call and give your question to Lori. She'll bring it into the studio, or you can make your pledge with that number as well. We're talking about Roth IRAs. I really am such a fan of them. Roth IRAs, some folks are Not allowed to do them, though. There are income limitations. So, for example, if your filing status is married, filing joint, or a qualifying widower, and your modified adjusted gross income on page one is under $184,000, then you're eligible to do the Roth contribution. But if it's more than that, it's phased out between $184,000 and $194,000. And over $194,000, you can't do the Roth IRA. So while I'm such a huge fan of them, there are enough restrictions that it keeps a lot of people from having them. There is something called the backdoor Roth, which if I have time, I'll get to at the end. But for now, I just kind of want to give some broad numbers. For single people or head of household, if you're under $117,000 modified adjusted gross income, just kind of basically think page one income for the most part. So page one income. If it's under $117,000, chances are you would still be eligible to do a Roth IRA. The phase out for that filing status is between $117,000 and $132,000. Anything over $132,000, then you can't do the Roth IRA. So that is what I'll deem a traditional Roth IRA. So you would be making too much money. So for people who are under that amount, it could be a great option for you. Now, just because it could be an option for you doesn't necessarily mean it's a good option for you. You want to weigh that against your tax bracket, because still, even at $180,000 of income, if you'd be eligible to do the Roth, you're still in a high tax bracket. So, you know, do you really want to do it? Well, here's the thing. You're not paying taxes on the Roth, and you wouldn't otherwise qualify for a deductible IRA. So if you don't qualify for a deductible IRA to get the deduction, you would just take this cash and put it in the bank, well, this is a great option. It could be your emergency reserve, and you could start saving and earning some money tax-free eventually. So you want to really study whether it's going to make sense for you to do it, or should you be upping your 401k contributions. So you want to kind of lay it out and test it out. As I mentioned, Roth IRAs, they don't have required minimum distributions. You can leave it in the Roth IRA as long as you're alive. You can name, you know, your grandchildren, children, whomever, to be a beneficiary of the Roth IRA. And you want to just make sure that when you go set it up with the custodian or bank or wherever you happen to set it up, that you make sure you've designated as the Roth and that you're then not taking the deduction for it. I have seen people get confused. They think they're doing a deductible IRA and they go and put the money in their Roth IRA, or they think they're doing the Roth IRA and they end up putting it in the traditional IRA. And the trouble with that is when that money comes out of the traditional IRA, they're paying tax on it. And if they never took a deduction for it, then it's like they're paying taxes twice. All right. So be careful of that. Now, when we talk about, let me talk about a Roth 401k for a moment. So I mentioned that some people just make too much money to do the traditional Roth IRA. Well, recent legislation, I think it was with the Pension Protection Act of, could it have been 2006? Recent legislation seems like yesterday. Might be 10 years now. The code was opened up to allow employers to add a feature to their 401k plans if they elected to, if they adopted it, if they revised their summary plan description, their plan document. It allowed employers to add a Roth feature to their 401k. So remember, I said the traditional Roth IRA, you could contribute $5,500 with this $1,000 catch-up. Well, the Roth 401k, if your employer has adopted it, has the same limitations as the regular 401k. Again, though, there is no tax deduction for this, but that is a way to really amp up the Roth account features. I'll talk about what that looks like as we go through the rest of the show. Seamus McGrogan is back with us, and you know what that means.
Hi, Lori. I have a thank you to give Ellen, who was our inquisitive question asker,
oh,
has also
you,
renewed
Ellen.
Her membership. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
And we are looking for $1,000 during your financial choices total contribution from members. If we hit that, Lori has generously offered to put up a challenge during next week's program that will be bumped up to $500. So we're looking for that $1,000 tonight from the members, which will trigger an increased challenge next week.
It's a pretty good rate of return, $250 on $1,000. So if we can get our listeners to come through with $1,000 tonight, we have about 20 minutes left. That's probably a call every 2 minutes.
We can do this. And if there's just 10 people with $100 each renewing their membership or becoming a new member, then we'll take care of that in no time. We just need to hear from you. Let us know you're out there and let us know what you think of Lori's show and the programming. And also, if you have a question, you can ask Lori as well. 610-758-8810. Or you can pledge your support online at wdiy.org.
Great, Seamus. So we'll do a little bit more on Roth IRAs and then we'll catch up with the where we are with the pledges in about 10 minutes.
I hope that when I come back in, I'm going to have so many names to read that we're not going to even have time.
Let's do it, folks. Come on.
610-758-8810 or wdiy.org. Help us meet that challenge.
And you're monitoring the website as well then, Seamus, right? Wdiy.org.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do it, folks. I will talk a little bit more about Roth IRAs as our listeners are calling in. What I would be especially excited to hear about are callers who are new listeners because of the expanded, what do you call it, Jeff? Expanded power, so that we have such a larger listening area. We're really, really excited about that. And I would be just thrilled to hear from some new listeners who have found us either on their own or by our current listeners telling their friends and family about WDIY.org and the channels that you can hear us on. 88.1, it comes in clear now. In the past, if you went to the west side of town, you'd have to switch over to one of the translators, I think they call it, like 93.7. So now we can listen on 88.1 in a much broader area. So 610-758-8810. So let's talk a little bit about Roth 401ks, because this is something that I'm guessing that not everybody is aware of. When you have open enrollment, depending on how much you really pay attention or if your employer just sends you the packet in the mail and you open the packet and you sign off and you say, yes, same as last year, same as last year, same as last year, you might not have paid attention if your employer has now added the Roth 401k feature to the plan. Where this would be especially important, as I've mentioned, when we talk about kind of traversing the tax world, if you are in a lower tax bracket now, maybe you're a new employee, or maybe you're someone who has someone at home that has high medical expenses and you have a lot of deductions, maybe you don't need that big tax deduction for the pre-tax dollars going into your retirement account. Maybe you're not benefiting from the tax breaks, so to speak. So if you don't need the big tax break, but you still want to save for retirement and you have an employer plan, you might want to check if your 401k at work has the Roth feature. You might want to put some money into the Roth portion. You're not going to get a tax deduction for that, but that money gets set aside and the earnings on that will grow income tax free. Quite often when the employer also puts money in, that is going into the taxable portion. But typically they will match on whatever, if they do match, they'll match on whatever character of contribution you make. So if you're doing it on a pre-tax basis or an after-tax basis, the employer, if they do a match, will still do that match regardless of whether it's pre-tax or after-tax. So if you do the Roth piece, you would expect to still get a match if they do that. Now, the other important item to know is that you can do usually a combination of both. So what I have seen is some people will say, put maybe $10,000 into the regular 401k and $5,000 into the Roth 401k. You can split those features. Now, what people have to watch out for is when you retire, you're going to have two different kinds of income in your 401k then, either the employer piece or your pre-tax piece, and then your Roth piece. On a 401k, there's something called required minimum distributions. If you keep your Roth piece in that 401k, there would be a required minimum distribution on that Roth piece as well. So the required minimum distribution applies to the whole 401k. Some of it would be taxable and some of it would be tax-free on the Roth piece. What can you do about this? The regular Roth doesn't have required minimum distributions. Lori just told me that. Well, what people often do when they retire, they have to check out their options. Sometimes it makes sense for them to keep it in the employer. Sometimes they want to roll it over and manage it themselves. We do that via something called a rollover IRA. You do a trustee-to-trustee transfer. You take a distribution out of the retirement account, and it automatically goes into the IRA for benefit of you or the Roth IRA benefit for you. So just as people can roll over a 401k into a rollover IRA, you can roll over your Roth 401k into a Roth IRA. And guess what? The rules on the Roth IRA say you do not have to take a required minimum distribution. It's a good thing. So there will be cases where we have people who have mixed money. Usually you'll get a report every year from your HR or your plan administrator, the third party administrator. You're going to get a report every year that tells you what your plan is worth, how much your retirement account is worth, and what how it's broken up. So your regular piece and your Roth piece. All right, so that is the Roth 401k. And as I mentioned, those limits on the on your income to do that traditional Roth IRA, there's no income limits on the ability to put money into the Roth 401k. There's employer limits as to, you know, how much compensation, but as far as that maximum elective contribution, that's $18,000 in 2015 and 2016, and $6,000 for additional for people over age 50. Another note on that, which I've mentioned on recent shows, some people think that if they do a percent of their salary, let's say you make $200,000 and you tell your employer to do 10%, and 10% would be $20,000, but you're only 49. And the cap is $18,000. Well, the payroll system will automatically cap you at $18,000, even if you said 20,000, you know, 10% of $200,000 would be $20,000. It'll cap you out at $18,000. But then the next year you turn 50 and you say, hey, now I'm 50. I get to do this extra amount, this extra $6,000. And at 10%, $200,000, that's 20. So I'll have 18 in my regular and 2,000 in my catch-up instead of the full 6,000. That doesn't usually happen because it's typically a separate election for the catch-up contribution. So you want to make sure whether you're doing, you know, the regular 401k or the Roth 401k, if you're over age 50 and you want to take advantage of that catch-up amount, you usually need to make a special election for that. Folks, we still have plenty of time, but I hope that people are calling in with pledges and maybe not questions tonight. The phone number is 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810. We've talked about traditional Roths. We've talked about Roth 401ks, the converted IRA to a Roth. So here's the another way for folks to get money into a Roth who might otherwise not have been eligible to put money into a Roth. Maybe your income was too high, your employer didn't have a Roth feature. How can you get money into a Roth IRA? There were many years when this first came out, the IRS said you can convert your IRA to a Roth, but you couldn't, I think there was an income limitation and you couldn't do more than $100,000. But I think there was income limitations too. It's been a while, so I kind of don't remember all the rules on that because the rules have changed since then. And what they say now is you can convert however much you want. If you have a $500,000 IRA and you want to convert it all to a Roth IRA, well, you can tell your custodian, I want to convert this to an IRA. They move the money to a Roth IRA. You pay taxes on $500,000. Let's say you're under age 59 and a half. There's no penalties. There's no early withdrawal penalties because you're doing a trustee-to-trustee transfer. You're only paying the income tax. So you pay the income tax. It's converted. And now you have $500,000 in a Roth IRA account. And as it grows and earns interest, dividends, capital gains, whatever's in that Roth IRA, however you have it invested, those eventual earnings are going to be income tax-free when you eventually take that money out. How do you make this happen? How do you track it? How do you know? Well, there is a form that goes with our tax filing, and it's a form 8606, and that's how we track our basis in things like Roth IRAs. We also use that same form to track the basis in traditional IRAs or 401ks that we've rolled over. You know, while I have this opportunity, I'm going to quickly throw this in. For folks who have after-tax money in a 401k at work, when you go to roll over your 401k when you retire to an rollover IRA, there was a time where you would just have to take out those after-tax contributions. You'd ask for a check and you'd get your after-tax contributions, or you rolled over the whole thing. And then the problem with that is you have basis in your IRA now and it's a pain in the neck. So typically we'd like to take those after-tax contributions out and, you know, put it in the bank. But they ruled on this, I think, a couple years ago that said if we have after-tax dollars in our 401k and we roll over the IRA, we can roll over the after-tax amounts to a Roth IRA. So that's even better than putting it in the bank and earning taxable interest. You can now roll over your after-tax contributions in a 401k into a Roth IRA. Real important. A lot of people are retiring. You know, we have layoffs and early retirements at our local big corporate employers. You want to make sure you really look at your 401k and what's in it. Also, special rules on employer stock in 401k. So whenever I have the opportunity to talk about that, I want to make sure that people are aware and know that you probably need to get some help to make sure you're doing everything the right way. All right. So we've talked a bit about traditional Roths. We've talked about converting IRAs to Roths. We call those Roth conversions. And we've talked about Roth 401ks. We want to talk a little bit about our pledge drive before the end of the show here and hopefully get an update on how we're doing. I don't know if we had 10 phone calls or not at $100. Seamus, do we have any news to share?
Well, the phones have been a little quiet, unfortunately, which means that the listeners out there who have been enjoying Lori's program so far, it's now your time to act. Because we are coming to the end of your financial choices. We have about 15 minutes left. So this is the final 15 minutes. And this is the time to act if you have been listening and you have not made your contribution yet during the fall pledge drive or during Lori's program in particular. 610-758-8810 or online at wdiy.org. That is the way to contribute now during our fall pledge drive. We want to wrap up this drive as soon as possible. We want to make sure these programs are funded and secure as possible. You can make that happen. We are member supported. When we say member supported, we mean it, because member support is the largest unrestricted source of support we have here at WDIY. So you make the difference, and it is through the members that we determine whether we're going to be here next year and the year after that and the year after that. And we're here in our 21st anniversary. And, you know, Lori, it's kind of hard to think about a time when the Lehigh Valley did not have a community NPR station like WDIY. But there was a time before 1995, there was no station like WDIY. There was no NPR station. There was really nothing like WDIY. But this station and the call letters were chosen very appropriately, DIY. A very motivated bunch of people did it themselves, and they took it upon themselves to start the Lehigh Valley Community Broadcasters Association back in the 1980s, and then eventually worked their way up to applying for a license to broadcast, and eventually starting this station here on 88.1 FM. So that is what we... That is the challenges that we overcome, that the very dedicated core group of people over 20 years ago did. And we are the legacy of that. We want to be good shepherds and caretakers of that legacy. And we hope that you agree that now is the time to support that at 610-758-8810 or online at wdiy.org. And especially now because Lori has been very generous with a challenge.
Well, we'll see if what we want to do is next week we're going to continue our pledge drive, and I normally do a challenge of $250 if we have $1,000 of giving during the hour. And I said if we get $1,000 during this hour, I'll do an additional $250. So next week I would do $500 if we get $1,000 tonight and $1,000 next week. Now, of course, I'll hopefully be writing a check next week for $1,000, but you know, why not do it tonight as well? That's a great return on folks' money. I'm committed to WDIY. I love this station. I chose this station. We approached WDIY when we had a radio program on another station, and we felt that this was the sophisticated listener. And
I like that. Yes,
it was the sophisticated listening audience. We appreciate you. And, you know, it's kind of an indication of if we're doing things right when we have people who are putting that with a check supporting us.
So we hope you won't put it off until next week or tomorrow or the day after that. We hope that you'll pick up the phone right now and call 610-758-8810 or go online to wdiy.org and help us meet that challenge.
And you know, I said 10 people with $100, but if someone had $1,000 to give, $1,000 gift would do it as well. So
we would take that. Yes, that would be
take
great.
That. And there's still plenty of time, folks. 610-758-8810. Thanks, Seamus. And next week, since we are continuing our pledge drive next week, I will be talking about charitable giving. It's not as straightforward as some people think. There are many ways to support your organizations. And I'm going to give you some ideas next week. Lots of different ways. We can do cash. We can do appreciated securities. You can do a qualified charitable distribution. In-kind contributions. So we're going to talk about various ways to help those organizations. When in my travels, we called it time, talent, and treasure. And I have been a big proponent of the time, the talent, and the treasure. I'm fortunate enough to be able to help in all those regards. And so for many folks, sometimes it's just their talent, which is worth sometimes much more than the treasure, but we like to support the organizations that do so much for us. It's about giving back, and it just multiplies. And we'll talk more about that next week too, as well as giving to the coordination with Second Harvest Food Bank. So we look forward to talking more about this next week, charitable giving. Let me wrap up what we are talking about tonight, Roth IRAs. I hope there are some people out there who had not heard of them before and now know more about them. Or for folks who thought they understood the rules and thought maybe that they didn't qualify for it or it didn't apply to them, it might be time to revisit the Roth IRA. Again, the traditional Roth IRA, you make a contribution. There's certain income limitations. You want to make sure you're under those. Oh, the other beautiful thing about a Roth IRA that I have to tell folks, because maybe you think you're going to be over the adjusted gross income, and so you don't do it. So we're in 2016. You think your income's going to be married, finally joined. It's over 184, 194. Lucky you. But you think, oh, gosh, I'm not going to be able to do it. My income's going to be too high. Well, just wait a second, because things sometimes change. And maybe when you go to file your tax return, you forgot that you had a bunch of capital losses, or your capital gains weren't as high as they were in the prior year, and your income is below the $184,000, and your tax bill's a little lower, and maybe you have some extra cash flow, and you haven't had a Roth IRA before. This is a great tool, great vehicle for tax-free earnings in a qualified distribution eventually, and a great estate planning tool. I really like this for estate planning because you don't have required minimum distributions on your Roth IRA while you're alive. And if you didn't need the money, you can let it continue to grow. Granted, as Pennsylvania residents, it is included in our estates. If we're still controlling it, it is included in our estate for inheritance tax purposes. But you're giving that beneficiary an income tax-free asset, which is really nice. Recall that I mentioned that five-year rule, that if you set up a Roth IRA or a converted Roth IRA, that converted Roth IRA had that five-year rule. That 5 years still applies if you inherited it as well. So you can't take out the earnings for that five-year period. So you just want to watch out for that. But beneficiaries do have required minimum distributions that they have to take when they inherit a Roth IRA. So that is a little different. It gets confusing sometimes with the different rules and how they play out for IRAs versus Roth IRAs. So recall the IRA, I said you can't put any more money in after age 70 and a half, and you have to take out required minimum distributions. The Roth IRA, I said you could still put money in even after age 70 and a half, and there is no required minimum distribution. But on both of them, when you inherit it and you have an inherited IRA, you will have a required minimum distribution when you inherit it. My big caution for folks when they are inheriting an IRA or a Roth IRA is to be aware of what the rules are and how they apply to you. Some people think, oh, I have to take it all out. And the minute you take it all out, if it's a regular IRA, it's income taxable to you. There's no 10% penalty on early withdrawal if you're a beneficiary IRA, because death is an exception to the 10% penalty. But on a regular IRA, if you take it all out as a beneficiary, it's all income taxable to you. I usually like to say, hey, folks, why don't you just set up the beneficiary IRA? You know you only have to take the minimum amount, but you can always take out more. And that depends on your own tax situation as to how much you might want to take out. Now, I did mention the backdoor Roth. That is something I don't particularly promote. I feel like it's always something that the IRS is going to scrutinize, and you have to be careful. And what that is for people who don't qualify for a deductible traditional IRA, you can still do something called an after-tax contribution to an IRA. And that doesn't matter what your income is. So let's say my income's so high I don't qualify for the traditional IRA. My income's so high I don't qualify for the Roth IRA. Well, what the IRS says, well, you can always make after-tax contributions to an IRA, and then you have basis in that IRA. So what some folks started doing was putting money into the traditional IRA at an after-tax basis. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, they would convert it to a Roth and say that they had basis, and then there was no tax. The trouble is people run awry of that when they have other IRA monies, because the IRS deems all of your IRAs as one. So you've got to be careful. Just make sure that you know all the rules. We have a new sustaining member, Nancy from Allentown. Nancy, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And we had Ellen earlier, so we're happy about that. And you had Anne Marie first thing on the show. Let me mention, next week I am going to talk about charitable contributions, and we will continue our challenge next week as well. And do you want to take us out here? But I normally like to say my closing for people, but we'll do that after you give us a little update here.
Oh, Lori, I just wanted to come in from Pledge Central. Yeah, we had a new sustainer come in, Nancy from Allentown. Thank you so much. And listening to the program tonight on your financial choices, The best time to give during the fall pledge drive is when you're listening. It's the program you're listening to, because that does two things. First, it helps keep the station financially healthy so we can keep doing this. But it also lets us know that this is a program you enjoy, that you support, so we know to keep it around. Mm-hmm. So it's a good thing not to put it off and to support the program you're listening to right now. And that lets us know that we're doing something right and what we should keep around. 610-758-8810, WDIY.org. If there's any other listeners out there of your financial choices, if you have the program on, you've likely been listening for the past hour. Maybe you got engrossed in the advice that Lori was giving. If you value that, please take a moment right now, just a couple minutes, and call one of our very friendly volunteers in Pledge Central. They are standing